Tragedy with Time with Chris and Drew. We're gonna have some fun with you. Now it's time to tell the stories. The podcast starts right now.
All right, hello, welcome to Tragedy with Time, the weekly podcast hosted by me. I'm Chris Bremer, and today I am joined with my friend and guest, Drew.
How you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing good, Drew. It's good to hear from you. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day, you know? It's only, 7:45 right now? It feels like it's been about, 10.
All right, Drew. Well, let's explain to the folks what exactly it is this podcast is. Tragedy with Time is a weekly podcast where I sit down with one of my friends and we discuss their most embarrassing story, all for the entertainment of you. Drew, are you ready?
For an embarrassing story?
Your most embarrassing. The most enjoyable for me.
For you. All right. Well, I'm going to have to start this story off with another story. So, it all began, I'm pretty sure I was in kindergarten, and it was kind of a free day. We were just hanging out, and I had gone to the bathroom, and then I guess for some reason, I guess that my friends started playing hide-and-seek, and they were coming looking for me.
Okay.
And as I was urinating in the stall, one of my friends looked under, and he saw the goods. And you could imagine 5-year-old me wasn't too happy about that.
Like a kid just stuck his head under the stall.
And he said, found you.
Because you were taking a leak. What were you doing in
there? I guess they were playing hide and go.
No, like what were you? Like what, number one or number two?
Oh, number one.
How'd he see all your goods?
He saw they were whipped out and he poked his head under the stall on the side.
Oh, on the side? I thought it was the door. Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So I was pretty upset about that. And he said, found you. And I had no idea what was going on. So I zipped it back up and I ran outside and then I was chasing him and then I pinned him in a corner and I was
the same kid who saw your wiener, you pinned him?
Yeah, I pinned the kid that saw my wiener, looked him right in the face, made eye contact, and as I was about to go to town on him, somebody came to break that up, and that was the beginning of that story. But ever since then, I don't know, a while after that, I was just kind of always cautious, making sure no one was going to poke their head under while I was taking a leak. So, I had gone to one of my friend's house, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Wait, how old was this?
This was maybe a few months after, so it was still pretty recent to the event.
Still 5 or 6.
Yeah, still young, and then on his bathroom door, it was kind of odd because there was a large crack on the bottom of it, and my paranoid young self just assumed that someone somehow was going to look under there and see my junk once again, and I wasn't going to have it. So, I tried to hold it for as long as I could, and I went to the backyard. And I ended up just peeing myself. I tried to hide it by saying that the grass was wet and I had fell in it. But
obvious pee stain in your pants?
Most definitely. And my mom had to come and pick me up with a pair of new pants.
You didn't go home?
I went home. Yeah, but I changed my pants before I got in the
car. Before you got in the car?
Yeah.
Just like shamefully in front of your friend?
No, I wasn't in front of him.
Well, in front of his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's good.
How about you? Do you have any embarrassing stories?
All right, well, I have a good story. It's a little different. It's a little more adult and risque. When I was 13, I had my first girlfriend ever.
You're a man.
I was a man, 13. And this girl lived right next to the beach, and so every time I would see her, I would just have, like, my parents drop me off at the beach, and then I would go, like, hang out with her. And, what ended up happening is one time I went over to the beach to see her, and she was with all of her friends, and, my girlfriend and I, we decided that we were just gonna, like, ditch the group of them, we were gonna go, you know, sneak around, and we kind of meandered our way, like, past a hot dog stand. And, like, we went into, like, a little between two buildings. And we started making out. And as you can imagine, for a 13-year-old boy with his first girlfriend, making out did certain things to my body, if you can understand what I'm trying to get at. And it was just about this time when her friends were like, huh, I wonder where our friend went. And they left, and they started looking for her, and they saw we had gone off the direction near the hot dog stand. And it didn't take them long to find us, and when they did, they called our names out, and my girlfriend, my girlfriend's back was to them, and so just my face, and I saw them, and she stepped away from me, and I was only wearing a bathing suit, and there was just like 13-year-old erection in front of a group of girls. Again, like, first girlfriend, first time this had ever like happened to me in a public setting, really. And I didn't know what to do. I'm in a bathing suit. I have no way to hide it. I'm just fully torqued, standing in an alleyway, being laughed at, ridiculed, mocked by these girls.
I have somewhat of a similar story if you were finished.
I am, but we're going to stick it to one story each in a podcast, Drew. I'm sorry, you had your chance. I'll have you back.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know, you shouldn't feel good.
I definitely don't.
All right, Drew, why don't you hit us with an outro song? Once again, this is Tragedy with Time, a weekly podcast hosted by me and always accompanied by a guest. This week it was Drew Diaz, and Drew, play us out.
Tragedy with Time. Chris didn't let me share, but really, do I even care? I'm not sure about my stories anymore.
All right.